Trendsetter.
Know what it is, man. Your boy Trendsetter Sense. Back at it again. Rhythm and streets. But I had to do a hip-hop style. I got bars in the building. I got the lovely Scarlett. What's up?
What's poppin'?
You making your rounds. I see you moving around. You've been in the A for a while. I just saw you did Revolt World. You was hitting the stages. You know, what's going on? What you been doing in Atlanta?
I've been, like, turning up in Atlanta. You feel me? I fuck with Atlanta OD. But I've been doing a lot of, like, radio visits, like, promoting my new stuff or whatever. Me and DJs and, like, I performed. And I'm about to do the BET Awards.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
Any nominations or is it just the performances?
You know, I didn't get nominated. I mean, next year I'm going to get nominated. But I did a cypher this year.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Can we let anything out? Who was in the cypher? What's going on? Or is that something that you just got to find out? I like that. I like that. Plus, that record is going crazy. Congrats on that. Congrats on everything, man. Let's dive into the story, man. Swiss Beats connected with him. He jumped in your DM?
He slid up in them DMs. No, I slid in his DMs.
Okay.
Because he reposted my video. Like, okay. I was doing poetry.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He shared my poetry. It was Life of a Black Girl.
Yeah.
And I was just digging into, like, how it feels to be a black girl and, like, the struggles we face. And he reposted it. And then I slid in his DMs. I was like, yo, Swiss, like, thank you for sharing my video.
That's crazy.
I love DMX. I know you produced for him.
Right, right.
Put me on. Like,
yo, so you just made it happen. I love it. I love it.
Put me on. Like, get me out the hood. Like,
so hold up. You always was a fan of DMX?
Yeah.
Even before?
Yeah, I've always been a fan of DMX. Before, look, the song This Is New York?
Yeah, yeah.
I said DMX name in that song.
Yeah.
That was before I met with Swiss and all of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Talk about it, man, because I was reading up and Swiss was talking about, like, he felt like DMX sent you to him. Y'all ever have a conversation about that?
He always talked to me about it. He, like, he told me that DMX came in a dream and was like, work with her.
Wow. What's some of the advice that Swizz is giving you so far?
He always, like, supports me and lift me up. He tell me, like, to keep going. Like, he know I'm going to be big. Mm. And, like, I be, like, sometimes, you know, we all got our days with this music.
Yeah.
And he'll just be uplifting me, like, you going to be big. Like, you going to make it. Like, focus on my music. He just always tell me to just stay focused and really just have fun with this music. Like,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Scarlett's in the building. You was talking about the poetry, right? And I know you started with the TikTok videos, right? And then they was going viral. That's like how everything started catching a wave, correct?
Uh-huh, yeah.
All right. So when did you, like, we know, you know, of course, your story is crazy. You know what I mean? Like, and you don't hide nothing about putting out everything that you've gone through and stuff like that, which is inspiring like crazy. Was it the poetry? Like, was that like your outlet? Of, like, what you was trying to, the message you was trying to get out, or, like, talk about it?
Yeah, so, like, poetry was the way I could express myself. Growing up, I didn't really voice how I was feeling and voice the things I was going through because I never really had nobody to talk to about the trauma I was facing.
Mm.
So poetry was a way that I could just let all my feelings out and just let out what I'm thinking and what I'm going through, and it became an escape for me.
Mm.
And it was just, like, therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was real therapy.
I love it. So when did you realize, like, you know what, like, the poetry, like, this gonna be rapping. Like, I'm gonna start dropping bars. I'm gonna start rhyming. Like,
I grew up around uncles that rapped.
Yeah.
Right? Like, everything about my upbringing, like, I was surrounded by music, right? Like, my uncles would tell me, like, you gonna be a rapper. They used to tell me that before I even started rapping to them.
Yeah.
They were like, they just knew, like, you could rap. And, like, you know, listening to all of these people I grew up listening to, DMX, Lauryn Hill, Nicki, all of these people, it was like influenced me more. Because I'm like, all right, I could do poetry, but let me see how this feel with a beat.
Right, right, right.
And then it went, and it went up from there.
When did you feel like it was going to be serious, like on a professional level, like, you know, or when start a deal? And did you ever?
That was. Listen.
Talk to me.
I've been rapping in the parking lot for 7 years. And I tell people that all the time.
Yeah.
Doing TikToks, rapping.
Yeah. I seen them.
I wanted to be a rapper, but I didn't know, like, this was, like, you know what I mean? Like, it was like this, like, meaning it was big. Like, I didn't see none of that.
Okay.
I just knew I wanted to rap.
Really?
I didn't know it come with performances, awards, like, all of these things.
Yeah, interviews. Sitting here doing this.
Not saying I don't love it, but I'm just saying, like, from being in the parking lot every day doing freestyles to this, it's just really different, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, I didn't see it like this.
Really? When did it come to you, like, it started getting real?
This year.
Really? Just that this, not too long ago.
It's like 3 months ago it started getting, remember, This Is New York is only 5 months old.
That's crazy.
Everybody think this record, This Is New York, is like years old.
Crazy.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, when you think of This Is New York, you think it's like some legendary classic. That's real.
Yeah, that's real.
But it's really 5 months old. This was just like.
That still feel like a brand new record.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, like this year, like, yeah, like, because think about it. Yeah, I put in a lot of work. Every day, right? Mm-hmm. Rapping, trying to get noticed, trying to get people to discover me.
Yeah.
Doing all types of TikToks. But that was a lot of work and dedication, especially when you in poverty, you in the hood.
Mm.
You don't know if you're going to make it or not. You just doing it every day. You know what I mean?
Mm.
But that was a lot of work I put in, right? But this work is different from that work.
Talk about it.
You got to be up.
Okay.
Early mornings, flights, back and forth,
ooh.
Big shows, big awards.
Yeah.
Grinding, tours. It's like 10, 20 times the work. Everybody just see the glitz and glam. Everybody see, oh, she looks so beautiful. She's on that stage performing. Her makeup's nice. Her hair's nice. She got designer on. But they don't know. But we had to be up at 2 in the morning. We had to catch a flight. We ain't been sleeping 4 days. We got to get routines together. We got to work out.
Yeah.
We tired. They just see the beauty.
Right.
You got to put your blood, sweat, and tears in this.
When you linked up with Swizz, when you got the deal, like, was that a conversation that was had? Like, how did that work?
Wait, ask me that again.
Like, when you got your deal, you linking up with Swizz, everything's happening. It's like, was that something, like, did you know that you was walking into this? Or, like, was it like...
Swizz Beatz got me a deal.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He was like, hey, did I know I was walking into this? No. Mind you, we just see fame. We just see the success. We don't see the work that comes with it.
Mm.
We don't see, like, what you got to do, what you got to keep up with.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We just see the TV screen.
Right. Scarlet.
You felt that.
But I feel you, you know what I mean? And then when my man Sylvan called me about the interview, shout out my man June, Epic Records, Swizz Beatz, everybody, you know what I mean? I'm watching your story and I love it, like, because it's beyond music. You get what I'm saying? Even though it's through music, it's beyond music. Like, and like, I feel like God chose you. You get what I'm saying? Like, sometimes you gotta go through the fires to be an example for people. And when I see you, like, I see, like, this story that you're telling, which is all, is real life. It's real life experiences, man. And, like, do you feel like it's a responsibility that you're inspiring other people now? And, I mean, you only been in the game. It ain't been that long, but.
No, like, it's like, no matter if I try to run from it, it's, like, pulling me to that purpose.
So do you feel like you've been running sometimes?
It's like a force. Of course.
Yeah.
Every day. But we got people like little girls, 5 years old.
Mm.
DM, how you five? DMing me. Scarlett, you inspire me.
Mm.
You're a hope. You give us hope. I wanted to kill myself until I heard your story. You keep me going every day. I go on your TikTok every day just to watch you live.
Mm.
I go live every morning.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I stay connected with my peoples, my fans.
Yeah.
But, like, I watch your videos just to, this is real life shit. Like, I'm not cursed by accident.
Nah, you just this all the way live.
But let me tell you something. Like, you could try. I try, like, to not sometimes, but it's just what it's meant to be. It's forced. Like, it's forced, meaning nobody's forcing it. It's just the universe.
Yeah.
Just God. Like, it's just, you gotta do this. This is what you, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't even be trying to sometimes. Like, I'll post a funny video. They be like, you inspire me. How I inspire you?
You being you. It don't get no better than that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, do you feel like even when you writing your songs, like, you got to make sure that that connection is always being made? What's the process like?
It's always like it's always connections being made with my fans and like with the people. Even like, but this is New York. They hear angry screaming, but they don't really know what caused all of that. You feel me? They don't know what caused all of that. Back the fuck up. I literally said, I don't want to smile. Bitch, I want to cry. I don't want to see him live. I want to see that nigga die. I'm telling niggas how I feel. I'm pissed off. Like, I don't want to be with none of that. They don't know why I feel like that. They just know I feel like that now. But even those type of words could go over people's heads because it's like, why she so angry? You feel me?
I don't get angry vibes from you, though. I get, like, very, like, I know you, like, it's a story and you funny, you know what I mean? Like, we sitting here, we talking. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like you pouring your emotion into that music.
Yeah, in every song. And y'all gonna feel it, whether it's swag talk, whether it's me bragging about diamond chains. Whatever I'm talking about, like, it's always gonna be real and how I feel in my music. Now, this is my process of writing songs.
Talk to me.
I listen to the beat first. I don't write. I don't write at all. I only write with freestyles sometimes. I listen to the beat in the studio. I hear it. I go in the booth and I murmur. I mumble the flow of the beat. I find the flow and I mumble. I record the and then I'd be like, "Yo, play the flow back of me mumbling," and then I've replaced that with words, and that's how I make my songs.
Ah, you know who else? I was in the studio. Mace used to do that.
Mace?
Yeah, that's how he'd be, and then he just come out with the words. So when you said there's a lot of great artists
that do that.
Yeah, like the no pen, no pad. Just all bars. Love it. Scar Lips in the building. Your EP's coming.
Yeah, boy.
Is it finished?
Oh, the EP's done and the album's done.
Everything's done. You just lined up.
I came with records. That's a nigga. I came with this. Let me tell you, I'm not even flexing. Like,
nah, talk your talk.
I
your
came
talk.
With these
talk
records.
Talk.
When I came to Swiss, when I came to these, I had the records ready.
Yeah.
Now, it's a lot of records I made new. That's fire. Like, No Statements was a new record I created, like, this month or whatever. But look, I got a lot of diamond records that's going to be on the album that I wrote 4 years ago.
Ooh, diamond. Really?
Yeah.
How many finished songs do you already have? Could you?
I don't know. Probably, like, I don't got a lot. Probably, like, 50 total.
Okay. All right.
I need more.
Another thing I noticed... when you moving around, like, the cosign game been crazy with you, like, Jadakiss, Benny, Offset, Shaq. I mean, like, how you feel when you get all of that?
I be feeling good because these is people I watched growing up on TV.
Yeah.
And now they all chanting for me. It be like, what? Girl, how that happen? I was just watching them on TV.
Right. And then now...
Now they just ruined for me. And they, like, rocking with me. It just be like... You just don't be thinking it could be you.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, real shit.
Talk about, I need this. I need Scar Lips, Mount Rushmore. Like, who's your top five?
My top five rappers.
Yeah.
X.
All day.
Jay-Z.
Okay.
Eminem.
Okay.
Kendrick.
Okay.
Who did I just name?
X, Jay-Z, Eminem, Kendrick.
Scarlett.
I was going to ask you because you didn't put no female rappers.
Cardi.
I see you talk about Cardi.
Sorry, Cardi. I forgot. I didn't forget. But you know what I mean? Cardi. Nicki. Mm. But you know who I'm thinking now is included in that?
Who's that?
Doja Cat? Let me tell you why I say Doja Cat.
Tell me why Doja Cat.
Shout out to Doja Cat because she just dropped a new album. Doja Cat, because have you listened to her category? Like, her flows, she raps.
She can spit.
Like,
yeah.
So, like, when it comes to rap, she's, like, underrated with it.
Yeah.
Like, when people make these lists, like, you got to put her on a new female.
Yeah, yeah.
She's hard.
Yeah.
I think she hard. I listen to her raps. She can do rock, pop, all types of different categories.
Yeah.
And talk with it.
Yeah.
She's fire.
So talk about the different categories, like going in different directions. Is that something Scarlett would like? Talk to me, like.
Listen, when you hear this album, you're gonna be blown. When you hear this EP, you're gonna be blown away. But when you hear my album, you're gonna be mind blown. The EP, I step into a little bit of expansion.
Mm.
You're gonna see a little bit of singing.
Okay.
A little bit of melodies.
Okay.
A couple big names on the EP.
We can't get no tidbits.
Mm-hmm. And the EP is called Scars and Stripes. The album, that's gonna blow you away.
Yeah. Talk about you down here in the South, coming from New York. For a long time, New York had the crown of hip hop, and then now Atlanta's been having it, or the South.
Listen,
rather.
New York, we got Ice Spice, we got freaking Lola, we got Cardi, we got Scarlett, we got all these people now.
Yeah, yeah.
It's mad talent in New York.
Yeah.
If, like, we just took,
so like, where you feel like it's going?
It's too many artists right now that's from New York that's mainstream.
Mm.
That means we got it, bro.
Mm.
I'm just saying we got it. Like,
yeah. You feel like you feel like things are on your shoulders. Like, you feel like you got to grab a grip on it. Like,
we just
what's
gotta
going
keep
on
coming
in Scarlett Head?
Oh, in Scarlett Head, I'm just thinking about records, making records, and making records that sell.
Straight up. Nothing
else
to it.
Just hits.
When you're talking about your music and you influencing young girls and stuff, like, what advice do you give to young girls, like, that relate to your story? Is there any piece of advice?
I just would say, like, to the girls that relate to me and the girls that have been through the things I've been through, you do have a happy ending if you're willing to keep going. You know what I mean? I want to say, like, stay strong, keep believing in yourself, even when others is not believing in you, and to stay consistent at whatever you do in life. Mm. Be kind to yourself, nurture yourself, and there's no limit, like, to your success. There's no limit to what you can do, and it's all going to make sense later. Because I know if I was, like me now, if I was to go back and visit my younger self, I would tell myself, it's going to all make sense later.
Mm.
And it do.
Mm.
Like, happy endings do exist, better life does exist, and everything is possible. Period.
I love it. So, like, when you was going through those tough times, like, what was Scarlett telling herself? Like, what was the driving force? Because you got a lot of courage, you feel me? And it come out, like.
Yo, like, you wouldn't believe it. People think I'm so strong, but when I was going through the darkness and all of those dark days, I was also, like, talking to myself down, too. I'd be wanting to give up.
Yeah.
I'd be like, shit ain't working out for me. I don't know how I'm going to make it, how I'm going to do it. But what really kept me going when I would post videos, it was really the people that was clapping for me, the people that was counting on me.
Because
I made videos about my life, and people were commenting, you inspire me, da-da-da. So I always felt like, all right, I could do it again. I'm going to go viral. Keep going viral. And, like, me looking at my community, my environment, I knew I didn't want to be there. I just knew every day I need to get out of here.
Yeah.
Like, this is dead serious. Like, I walk down my block and be like, I got to get out of here. I got to find a way.
Yeah.
I don't know how, but I got to figure this out. And it was just like, every day I just made TikToks. Every day I go live, and I still do today. Every day, as if I never made it.
Yeah.
I go live, make TikToks. Go live, make TikToks. Stay tuned with my peoples. My peoples is my fans. It was a little different for me because I didn't have family. You feel me? I didn't have nobody supporting me. I didn't have nobody, no mom or dad pushing me. You feel me? It was just me. I was in the foster care system while I was grinding. You feel me?
Yeah.
So it just was a little different for me. Like, I had to keep going.
Self-motivated.
Yeah.
I love it.
Self-made. How about that? Like, let's talk about it. Like, self-made. Like, a lot of people spoon-fed. A lot of people get it. Me, I had to really work just to get it. I didn't just get it because oh, well, she's this and she's that. Nigga, I come straight from the hood. I come straight from the dirt. I had to grind to get where I got to get. And I'm still not where I want to be.
Ah, let's get into that. What are the goals of Scarlett?
I need more hits. My goal is to make more hit records, get awards. And I'm going to get it. You feel me? Like, I'm going to really get these awards. Like, I got more hits coming. Like, no statements going crazy right now. Like, let's not even... But, like, to just win more, like, gain awards, grow a bigger fan base. But I also want to lead into, like, acting and, you know, businesses.
That was my next question.
And I also, like, the biggest win for me in my life is, like, to always give back to my community, especially to the youth, the young girls that look up to me in the system. I want to make changes in the foster care system. Like me.
I love it.
I want to... be the voice to make changes, to like change the way certain parts of the system work. And I want to be the one to do it.
You got the platform for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now is the time. 5 years from now, what's Scarlett going to be doing?
Oh, I'm going to be up there. I'm going to be sitting with Jay-Z and them.
I love it. Dream collaboration. It probably already did. I already know you got some in the tuck.
My dream collab would be with Cardi B, Eminem, and Billie Eilish.
That ain't none of them happen yet. I think we might, you know.
Listen, I'm gonna work hard until it happens.
Yeah. You rap with hunger, man. Like that ain't never leaving, huh?
Of course not.
Yeah. EP coming, performances coming, more hits coming. The world famous, like I'm already crowning it right now because your energy, your story, I love where you're going with it. I love, you know, everything that you're speaking on, and you know you exude this energy of like no fear. You get what I'm saying? Like even in your bars, like I be seeing you talking about dudes running and all. You know what I'm talking about? Like, keep that up, man. Like you, yeah, the star. Yeah, yeah. You wanted them once.
I appreciate you so much. That's so kind of you.
Yeah, I mean, no, I love the energy, man. And I'm thankful that you came and shared this platform.
I'm thankful you brought me here. Like, what? This is lit.
Yeah. You know what it is. Rhythm and Street, Scar Lip, Trendsetter Sense.
Pow, pow, pow.
Know what I want. Trendsetter.
Trendsetter.
No, 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 no.